Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about this. As we speak, China is experiencing the greatest revival. The earth is experiencing the greatest revival, and it's taken place in our generation in China. Over 30,000 people a day are giving their life to the Lord in China. There's 1.3 billion plus folks in China. As a matter of fact, let's find out what's taking place, what God is doing in China. Take a look.
So when we're talking about China, we are talking about a country with a very large force of people. And there's something that is happening that I want to tell you about. If you haven't heard, let me be the one to at least share the good news about the Chinese. They are having the world's largest revival. It's not even close to anywhere else. Conservative estimates are about 28,000 to 30,000 people coming to Christ in China every single day. That's about 1 million a month. If conservative estimates are correct inside of China today, that would mean that they have about 130, and some say as many as 160 million believers. If we take the most conservative number, that means that China is about to, or already has, surpassed the number of registered communist members in their church. That is one of the most amazing stories in the world today, and it's actually being skipped over. And that's good news for us. Why? Because of this. With the number of Christians that are growing inside of China, we are seeing it impact every part of their society. Every part of their society, meaning that the way that they treat each other, their human rights records, is changing. The way that they even treat animals is changing. Those Christians that are in the more influential positions in government today are radically changing the way that things are done in the communist government. In fact, Israel has a new friend. You know, it wasn't long ago that Norway was going to try to punish Israel by taking out one of their major producers because of what they felt was an occupation of Palestinian territory. So they were pulling out one of their main factories. Last time I was there was a few months ago. When I arrived, a Chinese delegation came, bought that Norwegian company, and kept the factory exactly where it was inside of Israel. Today we are seeing a friendship with the Jewish nation like never before. And that is important because China is growing militarily, economically, politically. Today is a day that China needs, and we need China to have Christ more than ever. You know, it was in the 1920s that there was a, or before the 1920s, there was a missionary that was serving in Japan. And he said, send your missionaries to Japan today, or you will send your soldiers tomorrow. Today we are seeing China radically change, and it is not a change that is taking place because of capitalism. It is not a change that has taken place because we had a great statesman that went over there in the 1970s and was able to negotiate special terms. It was not a change that came as a result of a president engaging them in a special way. It is a change that is resulting from a complete transformation of the hearts of the Chinese. The Chinese that are experiencing the world's largest revival of our lifetime, maybe ever. The Chinese that are experiencing the revival are not content to keep this to themselves. They believe that God has called them for such a time as this to start spreading the gospel from the borders of China all the way back to Jerusalem. That does not mean that they were going to get on a flight and fly to Jerusalem and start selling knickknacks in the old city that were made in China. That means that they are going to go from country to country, village to village, person to person, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. This is the last frontier. This is the area that is radically against sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. The enemy knows that his time is limited. And that's why today I think we are seeing more violence against Christians than ever before coming from this region. This is the last holdout. This is the last stretch.
The last stretch. This is so powerful. This is prophecy coming to pass. I am so thankful for what's happening in China, as 20 to 30,000 people a day getting saved. And that's like a million, I guess they said, potentially a month. Oh, I'm, this is it. This is time for, I think about this. I remember, you know, trying to figure out something on a local level, and I didn't know what to do in regards to being, just had some issues that I needed to resolve in regards to how to do ministry in a smaller scale. And so my wife, Donna, she says, listen, tonight I want you to pray. She says, why don't you just pray and ask God for a directional dream? And I said, okay, I'll just ask God for a directional dream. And you know what he showed me prophetically? I mean, here I am trying to solve a local problem in America, in a portion of America, in a very small portion of America. But he shows me China. He shows me China. He shows me flying into China on a plane filled with men. We landed in China. The men got off. We got onto a bus, and we went over this bridge, and God begins to show me details about what he's going to do in China. It's like, oh, my goodness. And we're seeing today that our brothers and sisters are expanding, and the family's expanding in China. It's exciting to see that. As a matter of fact, a lot of our Asian brothers and sisters are praying for us in America. This is what they're saying. They're praying, says, you know, America, that we would be humbled so that we wouldn't lose America, that we would just begin to humble ourselves before God. But if we'll do that, then we will have revival and we'll have America. They're not wanting America's light to go out. But imagine all these difficult countries that are difficult to minister to, that most people aren't going to. They're saying China's church, our brothers and sisters, are going to go right through those high Islamic areas, the I can't name each and every one of them right now, but as they go in, they're going to win people to the Lord and lead them to the Lord, and all of a sudden it's going to be a big, huge wave of salvation all the way to Jerusalem. These are exciting days. And China, the Christians in China stood up for Israel when Norway was trying to do them in. We just thank God for our Christian brothers in China.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.